Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at Resonant Truth. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Red's Self-Existing Moon, and it is the fourth day of the White World Bridger wave spell, and it is the self-existing moon day 22. That's cool. Just so you know how ungrounded I am, I did not realize until I just said that it is the self-existing day in the self-existing moon. There are other synchronicities that I've let slide by me that I'm going to catch up with you on imminently, but let's just revisit that. It's the self-existing day of the wave spell, and it's the self-existing moon of the year, and there is no more. This is the last self-existing moment where there's that duality or stacked synchronicity. And so we can reflect on this day, Monday, and see what happened, and notice how it's kind of epicentric of the surrounding moon. It's like a summary time of the moon, the last week in the south. And so having the self-existing day within the 13-day wave spell in this last week, we can sort of easily reflect backward over the moon that has been, but we can also just get that blast of like, oh, that's what this 28-day moon wanted me to hone in on. And I had that very, very deeply on this day, Red Self-Existing Moon, like tripping me out. Anyway, so the other synchronicity was that yesterday, Sunday, I don't know the Gregorian dates, I think November 6th, was a yellow electric star. And it was the day that guides this yellow electric seed year, which I also didn't realize until I was discussing that with someone. So we have the whole year that started July 26th. The first day of the year was yellow electric seed. The whole year holds that energy. Yellow electric seed, July 26th, 2021, was guided by yellow electric star, and yesterday was yellow electric star. So if you think about your Sunday, November 6th, if you can just reach back into your memory and see if there was anything going on or a slew of things that could show you kind of like what your year is being pulled forward by, or things happened that day yesterday that are designed to guide you forward. For me, the reason I lose track of all this is because I just am always working on the house if there's daylight, which is less and less, right? And so I don't really find that inspires a lot of like magical thinking or, you know, accidental synchronistic events. They have to be maybe when I'm interacting with other people, but I have interacted with enough people to drum up the synchronicity and get my answers for this year. The question of the year is, how can I best be of service? For the whole year, I went into my volunteer tutoring stint at San Quentin Prison on Yellow Electric Star, and it was awesome.
And I guess I've been there maybe 5 times. And so I am discovering that that is clearly how I can best be of service. It's one part, one factor in my service this year. And so that becomes like the example for me of like, this year is guided by this energy. And then the self-existing day here and the self-existing moon is that compounded question, what form will my service take? It's an evolution from how can I best be of service? It's like, well, let's be specific. And I got just the amplification of things I was already learning at the beginning of the moon. We had the Red Skywalker wave spell before this White World Bridger one, and I really hope upon reflection or while it was happening, you were getting the prophecy for yourself, for your life, you know, for your life right now, your current life. There was prophecy that came through because that is the teaching of the Red Skywalker wave spell that could help you figure out what form of service you were going to be taking. I want to talk about kind of the political / current events piece of things because I do kind of feed my tired brain at the end of the day with world news, some celebrity news, and I have some affinity for our current president because I feel like many of us fought really hard to get rid of the last one, and I am old enough, and I guess I have a kind of mellowness with age that I haven't rejected Joe Biden. Like, I'm like, well, he's pretty much what I thought he would be. He seems like he has a lot of good intention, and yeah, he's older, and he's kind of a not a doofus, like with a negative slant, but yeah, he's kind of goofy and geriatric in certain ways, but he's got like the young, cool wife. So it feels like that's like an indication that he's not lost all his intelligence. He just seems like himself to me. And because I know he's a white lunar world bridger, I know that wherever he goes, people are going to find him challenging. And wherever he goes, he's going to take positions that are opposite what's around him. He's going to be adversarial in certain ways, and he's going to change his position depending on who he's around. Like, there's an unreliability to lunar people because they are kind of like the devil's advocate in situations. Like, if you believe one thing, they'll be like, well, but what about this? But if you believe the same thing as them, then they might jump over and offer, you know, a counter position. So like, his presidency and his personality is super within reach for me to assess through Mayan astrology, and I do. So I'm saying this about him because it's his wave spell. He won the presidency in his year, the lunar year, blue lunar storm. He, as a lunar person, found his path. We were all in his energy field, and we chose him. Now, it's not lunar, it's electric. It's actually Donald Trump's energy field for this yellow electric seed year, but fortunately, he's lost his voice in a way that we don't have to think about him the same way, although plenty do. So he does still have this, like, he is the ambassador of this electric year in a certain way. Joe Biden's wave spell right now has already given him one of his like little victories that he's been wishing for, passing the bill, you know, all about, you know, infrastructure. So like, I'm not going to discuss what that is. Okay. It's not interesting and I'm not good at explaining and it's not relevant here, but it is relevant that finally, after months or moons of, you know, fractious infighting in Congress, like they did that. And, you know, it's what he wanted. He wanted them to, and it, you know, becomes one of his signature things. So like, you can watch public people that you care about, maybe you do not care about him, and that's fine, but you can watch public people during their Mayan time and see nameable, actual, quantifiable, impactful things happening for them or from them. And I like that. And I'm kind of rooting for him to come home to himself and have some victories in this time. I would wish that for any of us. Sometimes our own home wave spells are very painful. Our days of our tribe or our tone can be difficult. And I only would say that that is so because we are maybe not in our authenticity. And so we come home to ourselves and we have to get rid of things that keep us disconnected from our essence, per the Dzogchen. So if you have a really hard wave spell that is your tribe, then it's a process, a journey, getting you by the end, I think, much more homeward than you were prior. And then there was this idea that White World Bridger, the wave spell, is about death, right? Death. Oh, death. Jesus, it is. It's about death. It's about dying. It's about the end of life and the transit to the afterlife, which in an ancient society was much more, I guess, relatable or palatable. It wasn't about heaven and hell. I mean, maybe it was, but there was a lot of desire to go to heaven where the gods were, because life on earth was hard. And so the world bridge is the death of life on earth and the entrance to the afterlife. And so you can go into this wave spell with a bit of anxiety, like, okay, am I going to be dealing with some literal death? That's not our favorite thing. Our own certainly is. That seems scary to approach that. It's maybe worse to think about losing someone we love. I have a story. It's about a dog. It's about my white dog. Her name is Lupin, which is a flower. And she likes to just run off, even though she's not young. She's kind of like my middle child. She doesn't get enough attention. She's not as agile as my oldest husky. And then I have twin bulldogs who do everything together when we're out hiking. So she gets kind of spaced out and just does her own thing on occasion. She just takes off. More likely than any other, she's just gone. And it's always a deer or something that she's gone after. So anyway, she was gone, and I called for her for a while. And I saw her because she's white. I saw her against the hill, and I'm like, Lupin, get up here. And then I saw right behind her a coyote, and not like 6 feet behind her, like on her tail. And I'm all, wow. Okay, so she's bigger than the coyote. She's a husky. Like, I think she's probably not a snack for a coyote, but I'm still calling her and she doesn't show up. And then I hear her barking, and it's the kind of bark that she does when a dog tries to smell her. And so I'm like, okay, they're interacting. But then what happened was that I saw another coyote who was also watching from a different vantage point, and that freaked me out because clearly two coyotes could take her down. I didn't have my leashes. We were in an off-leash area. I had forgotten my leashes because it was daylight savings and just disorienting in a certain way. And so I was walking them without leashes, and I had to tie up my bulldogs with my fleece, you know, like sleeves, as tethering them to a tree with my jacket so that they wouldn't follow me and become the true meal of these coyotes. And I went and looked for her in the brush, and I was doing the whole, literally, like, okay, it's the White World Bridger wave spell. This is awful. This could really be happening. That's why I'm telling the story, because I'm not kidding. It wasn't an afterthought. It was the thought, like, okay, this is death, maybe. Like, what am I going to find? Because she wasn't barking and I wasn't finding her. So I was like, maybe she's gone. Okay, so the good news is that in the White World Bridger wave spell, my ability to process the potentiality of my dog being dead was really unencumbered with fear or grief, I was just like, oh, wow. I could see it as a very natural process, you know. It's murder, but it's like the animal kingdom. Of course, Lupin was not killed. Lupin just started wandering toward me from somewhere without any care in the world, as if she didn't understand how close to danger she was. She had a big bloody leg. She had been bitten. She's white. She had a big bloody leg on her white coat. It was pretty visceral. She's not dead. I'm so grateful. And I hold that like, oh Jesus, you know, the back of my mind, like, this is the hard thing about White World Bridger, is that, what could happen, you know? And so I'm pivoting here to a sad situation at the Travis Scott performance in Texas where 8 people died. Because, like, okay, you could point to death in any wave spell. That particular set of deaths might not be the most poignant one during this wave spell, but like, it's relatable to me. Like, okay, there's this discussion of death. Like, there's death in every wave spell. Like, I could be just completely honest with myself that you can earmark some horrible death in this world any second of any day, but whatever. It just ends up being a talking point. Like, okay, you go to a music concert, an unlikely place for death, and then there's this graphic, tragic situation. In that case, it doesn't make it more natural. Like, that's not an example of a natural death to me. So that becomes more of the stickiness of the White World Bridger challenge of the way our egos work in a modern world or in a human world. We have a lot of attachment to not dying and not letting people die around us. So that it is just a huge amount of suffering, the tragedy of people, as they say, passing. When I'm not trying to sugarcoat death here, but, you know, it ends up being like the maturity of, you know, a spiritual perspective is just like people transit and then we lose our ability to touch them. But if we can, you know, if we can address our own loss and grief, those who have transited are fine. Okay, so that's a bit of a death monologue. That's your World Bridger synchronicity summary. Things I've been holding in my head whilst painting the outside of my house. And I guess the self-existing moon is kind of, like I said, we're wrapping it up. What form will my service take for this year? It's not for 13 years, whereas the surrounding electric tone of this year is for 13 years. So let me spell that out. Right now, for the year, we're finding out, how can I best be of service for like the next 10 years? But we're in the moon, where we're asking for this yellow electric seed year, this year that started July 26th, this 13 moon year. What form will my service take for this year? So I hope you can feel those differentiated layers. And meanwhile, in the White World Bridger wave spell, we are asking the question, what form will my service take for this wave spell? Oh, here's the other thing that I wanted to speak about White World Bridger. And it's hard to talk about. I'm going to have to knock on wood. White World Bridger wave spells can be a mix of both, but there's kind of a dichotomy. Like, you can feel like you're dealing with death, maybe not actual death as I'm sort of describing, but something is dying, you know, in you and around you, and you have to let go, and it's hard. The end of a relationship, the end of a job, like all these things they talk about, the death, loss, you know, wanting to hold on, having something kind of pried from your hands as you're trying to hold on to it. Like, that can be happening for you right now. Hopefully, if that's the case, and I can't speak to it myself yet, I don't, knock on wood, but, you know, hopefully if it's a death, it's going to feel natural, the way I was sort of grappling with my potential dog loss. Like, okay, that would completely suck, but at least introduced into my mind is, but endings are organic. Life has endings that are death. So if you're losing job, relationship, I mean, God, I sound so callous. Like, if you're losing your relationship, guess what? It's going to feel really natural and organic because this is the time of endings. But that is not, you know, I don't have a cheerleader pitch about it, but I'm just like, it's a question. Okay, like, well, if you're seeing something die, you're feeling it in your life, does it feel acceptable or at least timely? Like, you can fit it in. Like, is there a comfort to it? Because this is the time of the 260 days. These 13 days are our, they express the part of ourselves in the circle of life with 20 tribes. Like, we have the need to experience death to be in balance. So maybe the deaths kind of fulfill a longing. I don't know. Honestly, I'm trying not to be like I don't feel like an expert on that death stuff at all. But the other thing that I've said to myself for years, and sometimes it's sort of like, don't be all death oriented where you're so afraid something's going to die or you're focusing on your own grief and loss, because White World Bridger is the death of limitations, which cycles back to explain that maybe being incarnated is limiting to the soul. And then you get to excarnate and you feel free. Like, I believe that. I had the near-death experience where I felt it, kind of became part of my belief system after that. But I am just telling you, since I have the monotony of home renovation, you know, it's like a daily practice, right? Every day I'm going to do something with my hands on this house. So like doing a yoga practice, it's the same, Ashtanga every day. You can notice when your body is like tight in this hip because I do the same series of asanas every day. And today I'm noticing this tension in my hip. So I have that kind of monotony that allows me to feel variations. And the variation I feel during White World Bridger is I'm getting to the end of my house project. I'm like two moons away, but like, no, I have to see a name and I feel accomplishment and I feel this liberation of the downhill part of it. And so my death of limitations feels really good. I have two other situations in my life where I feel that. I have been searching, yearning for this particular kind of connection. It's not a romantic connection. I'm not going to describe it here, but I've really been looking a long time and, you know, I found it. I crossed the world bridge and I found this connection. It's a person. And it's really meaningful that it's having in White World Bridger, because White World Bridger kind of has this portent of like, no, you're going to lose something. And, you know, it's just the opposite. It's like I'm finally, you know, gaining the thing that I was seeking. So the limitation was either internal or external, but the limitation's been removed and the World Bridge is opened. Networking is a big part of a White World Bridger person. The capacity, not like being a shark and trying to, you know, wheel and deal, although you do see Joe Biden saying that he knows how to do that. But so it can be literal networking, but it's just more like the World Bridge isn't just here in the afterlife. It's this world that you occupy and the world of someone else that you haven't accessed before and now you can. So death of limitations could be one way you could check in and see if you're feeling some liberation. Because I think I forget to tell you guys that each tribe has three words and sometimes I forget what they are. But for White World Bridger, the three words are death. It's the power of death. It's the action of equalizing, and it is the essence of opportunity. Jose Arguelles chose three words, the action, power, and essence, for every tribe and every tone. And so, White World Bridger, it's death to equalize an opportunity. But it's cool because it has a bumper sticker slogan, unlike some of the other tribes where it's not going to make as much sense. I'll give you an example. Okay, Yellow Seed, the year that we're in, the power is flowering, and the essence is awareness. See, here we go. To target is the verb. So you could say flowering targets awareness. Does that sound like a bumper sticker slogan to you? Flowering targets awareness. I don't think it really makes sense. But White World Bridger, death equalizes opportunity. And I'm sure grammatically that's not quite right, but it just sounds like death equals opportunity. Pretty cool. It's that classic, one door closes, another opens. So I think that's really pertinent, relevant here and now. Death equalizes opportunity. But in this case, he chose the word equalizes because death does equalize us. Do you see how that works? I mean, obviously you do. We're all going to die. Please. I don't have to break that down. So, I don't know. I guess maybe this is a time when I'm going to look around, having said that, and be like, is this a time when I feel more equal to other people rather than finding that there's strata between us and I'm less than and I'm better than? Maybe this is a time where I just rest in a kind of humility where I'm like, I think we're all the same. Maybe I'm less arch and irritable about people right now. Okay, let's see what's coming up because I've missed things. I haven't told you things ahead of time because I'm spaced out. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I think it's November 8th. It's White Overtone Dog. It's the overtone day in this White World Bridger wave spell. We're starting the overtone moon next Monday, so you could get a little flavor for the overtone. I'm not going to talk about it right now. Partly because I am overtone and it makes me feel like I'm selfish or self-centered to focus on it. But we're entering my moon on Monday and I'm going to talk that up. Next podcast. Okay, so White Overtone Dog, it's the power of love and it's a forceful power of love, an overtone day. I'll have to see what my dogs do tomorrow. And then Blue Rhythmic Monkey. That's really important. That's a shout out to a client of mine who listens to the podcast that I didn't recently grasp that Blue Rhythmic Monkey is imminent. Perhaps you know that. And then Wednesday? And then Yellow Resonant Human, and I want to mention that because I just met a yellow cosmic human and I'm excited to introduce her to this calendar, and it's going to be very helpful that Yellow Resonant Human is the indication of the yellow human wave spell that will be arriving soon. Oh, I think the last thing that I want to say, which is, again, it's my own astrology, but this podcast is kind of seated in my worldview. Not only is the overtone moon coming up on Monday, which ushers in my tone, we each get one for 28 days a year, but the next wave spell after White World Bridger is Blue Storm. So that's pretty intense synchronicity for me that my wave spell and my moon are going to be at the same time. That doesn't happen to us, each of us, that often. I don't know how to predict when yours is, but you will run into it sometime when you're like, wait, it's my moon and now it's my wave spell. That's kind of like a very extended 13 days of your birth energy. So I'm feeling pretty sweet right now. Yeah, I'll be back to podcast. Thanks, you guys. I live somewhere when it rains, the house is really vulnerable, and I've spent this extra days that I'm late getting my house ready for the rain. So thanks for waiting, understanding Lisa's journey. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in La Keshe.